This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Back in the before times, if you could have looked south from L.A. down over the ports of Long Beach and Los Angeles, you might have seen on any given day at most maybe one container ship having to wait to tie up and unload. This morning at 7 a.m., you'd have seen 26 of those ships full of all the furniture and appliances and gym equipment and building materials that this economy has been devouring during this pandemic. And with consumers set to spend a whole lot more this year, well, that backlog is not likely to let up, as Marketplace's Justin Ho reports.
The kind of backlog of container ships that we're seeing now started around the end of last year, says Kip Lutit, executive director of the Marine Exchange of Southern California.
We jumped from 0 to 1 container ships at anchor to about 35 the 1st of January.
Ships are waiting longer inside the port, too, says Gene Soroka, executive director of the Port of Los Angeles. And fulfillment centers are overloaded.
When a container is waiting at a warehouse, it's now sitting for about 8 days, and that's usually about 3.5 days during pre-pandemic times.
There are two reasons for the backup. First, there's been a surge in global shipping thanks to online shopping. Second, there's COVID. Jonathan Gold follows supply chain policy for the National Retail Federation.
And hopefully as we get additional longshoremen vaccinated, truckers vaccinated, we can add more workers back to the workforce and be able to address some of the ongoing issues that we're seeing.
If the backlogs continue, the cost of shipping will rise, says economist Katie Russ at UC Davis. She says that could be passed on to consumers. But a bigger issue, she says, is whether manufacturers will be able to get the parts and materials they need.
And to the degree that they can't get those, that introduces a whole other type of uncertainty into their production decisions and their hiring decisions.
At the Port of Los Angeles, Executive Director Gene Soroka expects backlogs to continue at least until midsummer. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.